Blog Talk Radio.
Acknowledge and appreciate my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe. Top of the Morning is presented by Huldah's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community, encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.huldahouseministries.org. That's Huldah's House Ministries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. We bring special greetings to the worldwide affiliate partners of Upper Room International Ministries, Church of God in Christ, and Huldah's House Ministries in India, Pakistan, Liberia, and Kenya. We especially acknowledge the newly planted church, Upper Room International Ministries, Church of God in Christ, in Kitengela, Kenya. Good morning, by Mandisa, with Toby Mack opens our show. Announcements. Top of the Morning weekly web radio show is on Facebook. Like Top of the Morning radio show and stay informed about different events. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries, Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue B and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service time, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord Prayer at 6:30 p.m. Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Our Sunday schedule. Sunday school is at 9:45 a.m. Banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at the Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. On first Sundays is our celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with We Care packages. On third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly family and friends day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcogic.org. This Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day, and evangelist Michelle Headley is coordinator of the service and the program. Upper Room International Ministries Kojic is now on Facebook. Like our page, Upper Room International Ministries Kojic. Stay informed about our ministry events. Or you can follow us on Twitter, all uppercase at URIMCOGIC. Kojic House Ministry endorses the following: TAP Media Management, that's T.A.P, all uppercase Media Management, provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call 646-372-6230 and speak with Mr. Noel Figueroa. Check out www.rain360.org and join the movement. Change your world. Rain 360, resetting the standard. www.rein360.org. Cedric Booth and Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable. Images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootonphotography.com. New Gospel Radio, The Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern to www.eastgatesbroadcasting.com. If you live in the Hampton, New York area, you can tune in to 90.7 and 93.3 FM, WEGB. Hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. The Voice of the Hamptons. Check out www.gospelisgolden.com. This is a 24-hour gospel station. Top of the Morning is rebroadcast on this station on Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Do you need excellent transportation? Check out AS Limousine Services. Dial 917-295-5074 and speak to Addison. My guests today are Teresa Strongberg from Illinois. She is a gospel artist with the Ecclesia Music Group. We will play her single, I Won't Stop Me, later in the show. And from New York City, a dynamic woman of God, Prophet Angel O.J. Holcomb. Joy of Life Ministries, Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Newstream. Go to www.jollchurch.com to view it anytime. Reverend Eric Butler, pastor, Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Worship is more than a feeling. It's a lifestyle. Played an anointed musician available. Plays the organ and the keyboard and is versatile in traditional and contemporary music and can also cite these. References are available. Call Minister Terrence Butler, 917-406-7132 or email him at tbutler57@aol.com. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600, access code 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourself accordingly. The short selection was The Martins and Christ, There Is No East or West, and the music playing in the background during the announcements is a song called I Believe by Andre Bird. He will be my guest in July. He is no relation to our guest on today, Sarita Bird. It's time to pray. The prayer and the song played in the background is the Blood Mary by Pamela Mann. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, says men are always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. You are Alpha and Omega. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. I worship you. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. Save the unsaved, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those who are saved and born again, we know that the time has come that the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So help us, Lord. Lord, we're asking for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and with your stripes we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are a deliverer. So in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and lose healing for afflicted bodies and healing for tormented minds. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Let your faith go up. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you. Your word states that you are the Lord God who healeth thee. In the matchless name of Jesus, I speak to cancer. The spread of cancer be rebuked in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, congestive heart failure be rebuked. I lose complete restoration and healing in the chest area. In the name of Jesus, I speak to asthma and conditions related to asthma. Be healed from that condition. No more fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. I plead the blood of Jesus against severe allergy attacks against the saints in this season. Lord, you heal us the broken in heart and bind us up their wounds. In the name of Jesus, heal wounded emotions. Heal broken family relationships and heal backsliders. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I lose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We are standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. We are standing with our loins girt about with truth. We are standing on our testimonies, having done all to stand, we are standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. Lord Jesus, we give you the glory and the honor as we stand. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. But lift up a standard against any flood of enemy we try to bring the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God. The lives of those listening now, that the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness, prayerfulness, and carnality among the saints. I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition in the body of Christ. Hatred, jealousy, envy, murmuring, gossiping, anger, bitterness, and rage. And I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against the resurgent ministry. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits, and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. Cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignment. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise to the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to warm, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire, and we are coming out as gold, for you alone know the way that we face. On this day, we confess that we will acknowledge you in all our ways, but we will trust you and not lean to our understanding. Lead us in the everlasting way, for your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, grant our petition, so we know that there is nothing too difficult for you. We are seeking the kingdom of God first, so help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Order our steps and take over our plan. I decree and I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have a walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give me the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time to favor. But we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, remove spiritual cataracts and scales from our eyes. nor your words based in Hebrews 5:14, but solid foolish for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and train our 5 spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul desired to impart spiritual gifts so that others would be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for the prayer on this morning. This next cut called Exposed is the title cut from the group called Speak Life, who will be with me on July 1st. It's a young radical group of worshipers out of Cincinnati, Ohio. This is their title cut. It's like spoken word. It's called Exposed.
All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. John 3:20. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. Hebrews 4:12-13. Laid open to view, vulnerable, unconcealed, exposed by your word until the real us was revealed. The process of deliverance, desperate for your grace, transparent with our struggles, naked before your face. Expose perfect appearances while dying silent deaths. Expose empty singing, empty prayers, empty nests. Lay us on the table, put our issues on display. Whatever you desire, whatever glorifies your name, whatever sets the captives free, whatever breaks the yokes, whatever makes your glory fall, whatever gives us hope, whatever lets your spirit reign, whatever kills our flesh, whatever makes us look to you, forsaking all the rest, whatever you desire, whatever's in your will, whatever you expose, or whatever you conceal. It's deliverance you want? You want to be made new? Stop hiding in the darkness. Come and let the light expose you.
And that was the title cut from the group called Speak Life. Their title cut is called Exposed. And we thank God for this young group of radical worshipers. And like I said before, they will be my guests, one of my guests on July 1st, and we certainly look forward to that conversation with them. So let me also play another song. It's called I Will Speak Life.
Proverbs 8:21.
Speak Life. We're getting ready to go to the phones right now. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen.
Top of the morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Rita. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. First of all, let me say thank you so much for getting up so early and coming on the show with us. You are an hour behind, so I do appreciate you coming on the show. So let's get started. Can you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. I am Tarita Songbird. I am a ministering artist signed to Ecclesia Music Group out of Chicago. My debut album, Flight, is actually slated to be released this year. We'll be completing that very soon. And I am an artist that is passionate about the kingdom of God and passionate about making sure that every message of every one of my songs is just based and rooted in the Word of God. Ecclesia Music Group is actually just an awesome organization that really trains us up as artists to understand that, you know, artistry, it's more than just a career. When you're, you know, when you're singing songs within the kingdom and for the kingdom of God, it's ministry. And so that's something that we are really trained up to understand and to just know. And so that's what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about, you know, really sharing the message of God and the kingdom of God above all else. And so, you know, every song on my album, every song on my album is going to be just really rooted and grounded in the principles of the kingdom of God. You know, Ecclesia Music Group, we're actually a label that the Lord has really put in place to realign the standard and realign music with the standard of God, you know, that the Ecclesia, meaning that called out governing body, and that's what we're here to do. And so the music that we release, you know, all the music that is produced out of Ecclesia Music Group really has that heart after raising that standard back up, raising that standard of music back up to the kingdom level and the kingdom standard, which is how it was intended to be in the very beginning anyway. And so that's really, yeah, that's really my passion and my vision really aligns with the Ecclesia Music Group vision.
Amen. So can you just speak a little about maybe some of the challenges you've had on your journey getting to this point where you are right now?
Absolutely. You know, my debut single, I Won't Stop Me, it's been an anthem and a declaration for the people, and I really bless God for that, and I'm always reminded that that song, it tells my story as well. It talks about how, you know, self-imposed limitations can hold you back in the purpose that God has for your life, because he designed us all with a purpose. He has a plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11 speaks about, you know, the Lord having a plan, and his plan is excellent. And for me, I really ran from that plan for a very long time. I was corporate, and I had been, you know, successful in the corporate world. And when the Lord really called me away from the world system, it was definitely a challenge for me. And I really needed to be renewed in my mind, you know, and built up in my confidence in God. And Ecclesia Music Group was really vital in that. They were essential in really helping me to grow as that minister. And so the main challenge for me was just really saying yes to God. That was the hardest thing that I had to do. I fought him for a long time. I ran from the call. But once I got it down in my spirit and it took root, it began to produce fruit. And that's really what the last 2 years of my life have been. It's just the fruit of that yes to God. Yeah.
Amen. Now, you know, we have a Facebook page, and you've been a big hit on our Top of the Morning Facebook page. I think just the visuals come across very, very good across the world. Even a lot of people, probably English is not their first language, they can look at the picture and they can listen to music. So we thank God for that. So any last words of encouragement you want to share? And then let everyone know where they can catch your music or give us any website information or anything like that.
Sure, absolutely. To everyone listening, I would just encourage you, if you are feeling confused, if you are feeling lost, you know, in your plan, in your purpose for God, you're not really sure what to do next, Lord, what do you want me to do? Why am I here spinning your wheels? I encourage you, seek God. He has a great purpose and plan for your life, and he's planned it before the foundations of the world. He knew you way before your mother even conceived you, and there's a plan for you and a purpose, and it's great, and it will benefit the kingdom of God, and someone is waiting for you to arise. If you don't arise in your purpose, someone is going to miss out on knowing the goodness and the promises of Jesus. So rise up in your purpose. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you, and you'll feel so much better. It will answer those questions. The searching and the wandering will cease. And so I would encourage you to pray. Get in his word to find out what you were made to do. And if you would like to reach out and connect with me further, please do so by visiting my official website, which is TeritaSongbird.com. You can also find me on Twitter at TeritaSongbird.com and on Facebook, Facebook.com/TeritaSongbirdMusic. And please connect with the label, Ecclesia Music Group. The revelation that flows from that organization is awesome, EKKMG.com. And we're also EKKMG on Facebook and Twitter. So I hope to connect with you soon, cyber world.
Amen. You know what? Thank you so much. You were just so wonderful.
Thank
I have
you.
To thank you and appreciate you for even encouraging me on this past Saturday when we connected. You were very timely. The young man who ministered at my church yesterday kind of said some of the things you said about God's ways and our ways. So I certainly appreciate
you.
And I'm sure we've made this connection, and I'm going to play this song again later in the show. But it's just powerful. I won't stop me. So I thank you for getting up early, and I hope some folks in Chicagoland were listening. But they can also catch the show again later. They can, you know, download the link that I've given you. And the show will be broadcast on next Sunday morning at gospelisgolden.com. So it's going to be heard all over. So I so thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Tarita.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and tell the music group I appreciate them responding so kindly to my request. So take care. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. 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 That was Tarita Songbird from Ecclesia Music Group from Illinois. We thank you so much for coming on, and we're so excited because I have another guest who's coming on. She's a dynamic woman of God. I'll let her talk about herself, but you are in for a treat. You are in for a treat when you hear this. I'm getting ready to go to the phone line. I asked her to call in a little bit early because I wanted to give her enough time just to, you know, introduce herself and then get right into what God's saying of the Lord for us this morning. So we're going to the phone line. Top of the morning, Prophetess Angel Holcomb.
Good morning.
Hey. I am so excited to have you on the show with me. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. So let's get the preliminaries out of the way. Can you just tell the audience a little bit about yourself, a little bit of your journey of getting to where you are at this point?
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to thank you first for having me on. Truly, it is an honor anytime that we're able to join together and just lift the name of Jesus. I'm Angel Holcomb, born and raised in New York City. I'm currently working on my third book, but the two books that I currently have, actually three, one in The Fullness of Time, which is an in-depth personal journey and introspective work concerning the Lord's healing me from cancer, from breast cancer at 27 and then again at 33. The one that is currently out and that are flying off the shelf left and right are the Strategic Prayers That Shift book, and that also has a workbook that is included with it. Currently, volume 2 is in the process of actually hitting the shelf probably before the end of this month. So I'm just excited about that. Teaching a prophetic discipleship class currently, you know, just training, grooming, birthing, and teaching people about discipleship versus mentorship. And, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but he said, I need you to go and make some disciples. So we're going to make sure that we follow the mandate of the Word of God. I currently attend Bethesda Tabernacle, where my pastors are Pastor and Prophetess Rufus and Allison Mahone in Brooklyn, New York. And I am the proud mother of one, proud grandmother of a little grandson. So God is good. It's been a fruitful journey
Amen. Amen. So, prophets, I ask you to come on because you are dynamic and you share not just through social media, but I've had the opportunity to listen to the playback of at least one of your calls, and I was just blessed. I was just blessed. I tried to wait to listen to my prayer partner. I said, she gives, I can't wait for her. I had to listen to it to myself, and it was such a blessing to me. So I wanted to really give you, you know, I tried to wait. I had to tell her about it. So that's what she said. Well, Pastor, please give prophetess enough time on Monday just to share with the people. So I want to kind of give you this time frame that we talked about to really just share with us there, the Lord, because you've been such a blessing. And I want this to go throughout the world, throughout the globe. Whoever listens to this, whoever's listening now, whoever will listen throughout the week as they download this episode. So, you know, the floor is really yours now to share with us.
Praise the Lord. Well, just giving honor again. Thank you, Lord, for using me on this morning. The word of the Lord that has come to me to release on today is that there is a lack of balance in the body of Christ as it pertains to leadership, as it pertains even to just the basic functioning of the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit. I saw and I thought it was very cute of God that he would give me this particular word, considering that you're getting ready to go into a very in-depth teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. And he let me know, he took me to Proverbs 11, where it says that a false balance is an abomination before the Lord. And then if you read it in the New Living Translation, it says, the Lord detests the use of dishonest scales, but he delights in accurate weight. That pride leads to disgrace, but humility, it comes with wisdom. And that ties in because if you know your word, you know that there are nine facets of the fruit of the Spirit, because it is the one, it is one fruit, it is not the fruits, even though it's sometimes improperly taught, probably just an error, but we have to always remain very diligent to stay as close to the word as we can with respect to teaching. And then that there are nine gifts of the Spirit. If you look in the Old Testament, when the priest had the garment done, on the bottom it had a fruit and it had a bell. And so what it did was they alternated on the bottom of the robe. And the Lord let me see that sometimes you have to really begin to pay attention to the detail of the word. He said that the gifts are represented in the bells. They are the things that make noise. They're the things that draw and attract attention. The prophecy, it's a bell. It makes an impact. It causes people to want to know about Christ. The healings, the miracles, all of those things, they are the things that draw people. But the fruit is the thing that keeps the bells from being too noisy. If you're going to have faith, you're going to have to balance it with something in the gift zone. If you're going to have the gift of prophecy, love must be present. It says in Corinthians that if you have all of the gifts and you don't have any fruit, then really all you are tingling cymbals. Those bells not tingled, they not have a loud chime. We're living in a dispensation now where everybody wants to be gifted, but nobody wants to be fruitful. And see, in a season when the Lord is getting ready to really release people in a very uncommon way across the world, we have to be mindful that that balance needs to always be present in order for us to be an effective witness for the kingdom of God. We have witnessed a generation before us that unfortunately they put all of their energy and focus, listen, on the bills. They put all of the glamour and the gift, not realizing that they were birthing out sons and daughters who were going to be extremely talented but very unfruitful. And being unfruitful is a danger in this hour, because was it not Jesus that said he was walking by and at a time when there should have been figs on the tree that he only found leaves? And that's what's happening. A lot of us, we have the appearance of being fruitful, but when the Lord gets close to us, when people begin to come and they get close up and do a fruit inspection, we have no fruit. We know that the Lord despises anything that does not produce. There are so many examples in the Word of God that clearly state that fruitfulness is something that pleases the Lord, but anything that does not bear fruit is something that displeases him. And not only displeases him, but it makes him actually want you to cast it away. He cursed it, and the tree withered and died. There's another incident in the Word of God with a man with that the king with the talents, and they one actually hid the talent instead of even just doing something very basic, and he let him know, listen, I'm not only displeased with you, and I'm not going to only strip you from what you have. I'm going to send you to a place that is not good. We have to really be mindful that in this hour, it's wonderful to be gifted. It's wonderful to be talented, and we encourage it. But what we have to remember is that our fruit is what needs to be cultivated, because our gifts will take care of themselves. Our gifts are something that are given to us, and they are given to us in the fullness. Do we need to be trained in them? Absolutely. But we have to always remember that if we're going to focus on anything in this particular season in the body of Christ, it needs to be focusing on obedience. It needs to be focusing on submission. It needs to be focusing on the priorities of God. We have a lot of things happening in the kingdom of God that are causing people to stray, and it's causing people to kind of be very hesitant to enter in, because we see too much of one thing. We see too much of the same thing, and a lot of stuff that folk are running around calling God, God said he don't know nothing about it. I know we're saying things in the name of Jesus, but anything that cannot line up with the word of God is something that he is not going to sanction, and he's not going to bless. We're having to find ourselves more now than ever to be in a position of boldness, which is why as leaders, I'm speaking to leaders right now, that spirit of a punk and that spirit that does not like to be combative, you have to understand that confrontation is part of what we do. We are born to confront sin. We are born to confront through the power of God anything that causes the kingdom of God not to reach its full potential. We have to get to the point, and we have to get sick and tired of having dead church. We can't keep going to Casket Cathedral, where every week we go and the service is dead. We're in there, and we're throwing our seeds on the ground, not realizing that we're not planting it in a fruitful place, in a place of harvest, but we're planting it in a cemetery. We're planting a vineyard in a graveyard, and that's why so many of us were encountering a very different kind of warfare in this season. We are seeing that now more than ever, because the fruit is missing, because the fruit is underdeveloped, because the fruit is rotten. We are losing the potency of the power of God. I know that a lot of times we want to always try and say that this is the reason that we're not growing, or that's the reason that we're not growing, but I'm learning that the more and more I travel from here and there, and I'm looking out in the realm of the spirit at the condition of the church, it really does not have to do with the fact that the people are not hungry. It has to do with the fact that we are operating out of imbalance. And when you operate out of imbalance, what you will always find is that even though you may be top heavy, your load on the bottom will be light. And if you don't have a firm foundation, I don't care what it is, from a building even to the human body, you have to be able to have an accurate balance in order for you to be able to not only stand but to begin to move and increase. If you don't have a balance in your body, if you don't have a proper balance or strength in your legs, you're not going to be able to stand. And because the roots, listen, because the roots are weak, the fruit is rotten. We are living in a time where we're standing, but we're not standing on the word. We're standing on the residue of the power that was before us. We don't really search the word anymore. We want to buck against anything that is considered old school, but we don't realize that the old way was the right way. I know that there were some things that we may have been taught in error because they did not have the full understanding, but not because they were being malicious. Now we're in a dispensation where folk know the truth, and they preach around it. They tiptoe too close to the edge of the world. We're experiencing experience it now, where you have people and they're walking so very close to the side of New Ageism, and we have all kinds of things that are creeping into the church disguised as fruit, only to be found out that it's not fruit. It's a setup. It's a poison. And because we are not respecting wisdom in this hour, we are really becoming more detrimental, because we're trying too many new things when the old way is a tried and true way. I know that the Holy Spirit is a gift, and we say we don't have to tarry anymore, but I get why the old people did it that way.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they wanted to make sure that it wasn't something else that was speaking through you that wasn't God. I know that we have literally taught tradition right out of the word, and I know that sometimes we lose the symbolism of what is going on because we are too busy being tied into the traditions of God. But some of those traditions are the things that have kept us in a posture, in a place of pleasing God and walking in obedience. And so I say all that to say this morning that we have to really begin to understand that if we're going to make an impact, and if we're not going to just not keep inspiring people, but we're going to impact them, we're going to have to balance our fruit and our gift. We're going to have to balance and be able to stand firmly on the word of God, so that when people come and we lift up the name of the Lord, that it is indeed the Lord that is drawing all men to him, and not us drawing something that is foreign or strange because we are not using the tools, the weapons, the strategy, and the tactics that are given to us in the word of God.
Amen, prophetess. Oh, man. And I did, like I said, I almost covered my mouth so I wouldn't, you know, get too excited when you were speaking. But thank God for the word. Thank God for your word and sharing with us. And what I didn't know, we do have a lot in common, both of us being breast cancer survivors. So, prophetess, this was just so rich for me. I was taking notes, and I'm going to try to summarize it later on Facebook. So if I make a few mistakes, please don't hold it against me. Come behind me and summarize what you said. But this was truly on time. It was rich. I had been hearing just in my spirit, and I shared with a young lady in my church that God was much displeased with the church and some of the things we've been doing and some of our behavior. So this was just on time, and I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your ministry and the books of ministering to me and your conference calls. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And thank you for your time this morning, and I'm sure I'm going to have you back on probably once a quarter. That's what I was thinking. You're just going to have to come back on and share, and you'll be the only guest that day and just give you a little bit more time. But thank you so much, Prophetess.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Butler, for having me. I truly count it an honor because anybody who knows you knows that you are no-nonsense preacher, awesome lady of God. So, you know, sometimes you have to, when we come in to sup with you, we have to put our bootstraps on and make sure we know we're talking about.
No. You're the one. I appreciate you so much. And you know, when the time is right, we're going to have you come to the church as well. But I appreciate you, and we'll be in touch, okay? Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. God bless.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. We thank Prophetess Holcomb for being on with us this morning, and we're going to get right to our lesson. We can cover the lesson and then play it to read this song before we end our broadcast today. But we've had a fruitful, wonderful broadcast. But let's go right to the lesson. I'm beginning the new series called Fruit of the Spirit, as Prophetess had mentioned. And this is going to be just an introductory lesson. And the lesson learning outcome really is to explore the background scriptures I'm going to give to you. And we're going to extrapolate four central thoughts and introduce the lesson template for the entire series. So the background scriptures for the series are Galatians 5:16-26, Ephesians 5:9-10, and 2 Peter 1:3-10. For the lesson outline, I'm going to read the scriptures, then I'm going to introduce the lesson template for the series, and lastly, I will review the fourth century themes or thoughts extrapolated from our scriptures. So let's begin. All scriptures are King James Version unless otherwise stated. Our main text is Galatians 5:16-26, which says, "If I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, irreverence, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Supporting sex, Ephesians 5:9-10. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Another supporting text, 2 Peter 1:3-10. This is in the New International Version. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them we may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election, for if you do these things, you will never stumble, and if you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for the reading of his word. Those were the scriptures. The lesson template. Each week as the series progresses, I will review 2 of the 9 characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. I will treat each characteristic as thus. I will offer a working definition or definition. I will briefly explore what the word says about each, and then I will conclude with an inspirational thought. For this introductory lesson, however, I will explore the scriptures I read by focusing on 4 themes, and end today's lesson by offering an inspirational thought. So exploring the word is taken from our main text and supporting text. The 4 themes are thoughts extrapolated, but today's exploring the word segment are walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and live in the Spirit. Number 1, walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit means receiving incredible detailed direction. The Holy Spirit will guide us and give us instructions, but we must be willing to listen and to obey. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. Consciously choose to seek God in such a manner that your desires become his desires, thereby allowing you to walk in the Spirit on a daily basis. It requires steadfastness and devotion. The Holy Ghost provides absolute, clearly detailed instructions to those who walk in him. Number 2, be led by the Spirit. There are many ways in which God leads us. Some ways in which he leads us by the Spirit are circumstances, inward witness, group of witnesses, prophecies, visions, and dreams. How does the Holy Spirit lead us? What must we do in order to be Spirit-led? The Holy Spirit will never lead us contrary to his word. The Holy Spirit will guide us. He is the Spirit of truth and will guide us into all truth. Read John 16:13. As you pray, read, and study the word, the Holy Spirit will lead us and increase our understanding. 1 Corinthians 2:9-11. Let me just read verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things that God hath declared for them that love them. So read that scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:9-11. It's very, very important. We are led by the Spirit when we prayerfully read God's inspired word and allow it to influence our minds and our actions. Be led by the Spirit in every decision, every move, every action. Number 3, the fruit of the Spirit is inside of us in seed form. As we walk in the Spirit and we are led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will produce the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. Since this is the topic of this series, we will deal with each characteristic throughout this series, but keep that thought. Each characteristic is a deed form within us. And finally, 4, live in the Spirit. We must first recognize that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We must recognize acts of the sinful nature, which are listed in Galatians 5:19-21. If we practice those behaviors, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. God's Spirit that dwells in us gives us the divine power we need to live in the Spirit while in these fleshly bodies, by walking in the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit, which allows us to live in the Spirit. Read again the supporting scripture, 2 Peter 1:3-10. Let's look at this equation. Walking in the Spirit plus being led by the Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit, thereby equals living in the Spirit. I'll say that again. walking in the Spirit plus being led by the Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit, thereby equals living in the Spirit. Inspiration of thought. It's taken from Ephesians 5, 9-10, and 2 Peter 1:3-10. This is the thought. God's power has given us everything we need, so let's make every effort to prove what is acceptable to God by increasing in each characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit. Let's review. Today we introduce our primary and supporting scriptures. We present our lesson templates for the series, which will include definition, exploring the word, and an inspirational thought for each characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit. We reviewed important themes, walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and live in the Spirit. Next week, we will look at the characteristics of love and joy. I hope you were blessed by today's lesson. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on today. Let someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Help us to walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, manifest the fruit of the Spirit, and live in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to play Mr. Rita Burt's song, I Won't Stop Me. Of Ms. Tarita Bird's song, I Won't Stop Me. We thank my guest, Tarita Songbird from Illinois, and Prophet Angel Holcomb from New York. May God bless them and keep them. My guest next week will be Prophet Roderick L. Evans from North Carolina, a respected prophet, author, and psalmist. Just Google his name or go on Amazon.com and you see what I mean. And then Evangelist Justin Reed from Florida of the Street Invasion Ministry, one who God has been using the gifts of healing and miracles. He is a prophetic evangelist, so we look forward to next week. Well, We are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye to next week. This is Dr. Faye Maureen signing off. Until next week's Top of the Morning, goodbye world, as we end the show with Walking in the Spirit, the old song from the You Bought the Sunshine album from the Clark Sisters. It's called Walking in the Spirit. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.